This is a 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station special presentation. Holiday Heroes with Burns and Gambo.
Benefiting the 100 Club of Arizona.
Presented by Copper Springs Health and your Arizona Ford dealers. Live from the Grand Canyon University Golf Course in Phoenix, this is Holiday Heroes on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Our annual thank you to the first responders here in the Valley, our firefighters, our police officers, our DPS officers, our corrections officers, our parole officers, our border patrol agents, the people who run in when everybody else is running out. This is the time of year we like to say thank you to them here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station, along with all of our terrific sponsors, including our presenting sponsors, Copper Springs Health and your Arizona Ford dealers. We're asking you to get involved, and boy, so far you have responded very, very well. Text 100 Club. To 620-620. That's 100 club to 62620. We're asking you to get involved in two different ways. Make a donation, a minimum $25 donation, by texting 100 club to 62620, and you can win one of our beautiful autographed jerseys that we have up on the wall right now. David Johnson is next, followed by Archie Bradley. We've got a Chandler Jones, we've got a Patrick Peterson, we've got a Devin Booker, we've got another David Johnson. $25 donation and you're entered to win one of those jerseys. The sooner the better. It gives you more chances to win the jerseys before they go. If you make a $100 donation, you not only will be entered to win the jerseys, you'll also be entered to win the ultimate Arizona sports fan package. Courtside seats for the Suns, glass seats for a Coyotes game, pair of tickets to watch D-backs batting practice, pair of tickets and pregame field passes to the Cardinals-Rams, a pair of tickets to sit with Jerry Colangelo at a GCU basketball game on February 9th, and the Arizona sports-themed Fat Scooter. All of that in one package if you donate $100 by texting 100 club to 62620. The more times you donate on that one, the more entries you get. So if you donate 500, 5 entries. 1,000, 10. You get the drill. Text 100 club to 62620 and make that donation there. We're here at the GCU Golf Course. We're going to be on the air till 6 o'clock, Gambo and I, talking about the 100 club, why we love it, why it matters so much, and basically, again, saying thank you to all of our first responders. We're also dealing with breaking news. And I know Gambo's been doing what Gambo does on the phone, working his sources.
Yeah, I just got off the phone.
Oh, okay. Before you have what you got, let me read this statement because I have it here in front of me. This is from Suns President and CEO Jason Rowley. Quote, we have learned that a request has been made to continue the agenda item on the arena renovation until a council meeting on January 23rd. We very much look forward to publicly discussing the many ways in which Talking Stick Resort Arena benefits downtown Phoenix and our community at large and answering any questions the council and their constituents may have about the arena and the proposed renovation. Our priority remains being in downtown Phoenix long-term, and we're excited about the opportunity that lies ahead, close quote. It was reported this morning on AZ Central from their columnist Lori Roberts that apparently, according to one source, a threat was made by Robert Sarver to move the team either to Las Vegas or Seattle if the renovations did not pass.
Yeah, there's a couple of things here. I mean, one of the things that I was just told now is that one of the problems with this, just give it $150 million in taxpayer money, is that there's no greater good. Every other, if you go look at every other building and revitalization project, and even if you go to Los Arcos and you go to the Cardinals, there's always some kind of greater good. Spring training facility is going to come out of this. Tourism and pop, you know, and things. The playgrounds are going to be given out. I mean, everybody, you know, that's been able to, has always put, you know, to get taxpayer money, you try to put some kind of greater good to be able to sell the council and the public on it, right? In Los Arcos, it was the revitalization. That didn't work. It was spring training. You know, the spring training facility, it was tied to, you know, tourism and, you know, and Cardinals got playgrounds and soccer stadiums and football fields when they put the card. Even the Cardinals lost, if you remember. I mean, the Cardinals didn't get their way. They got crushed in Mesa, crushed in 1999. They came back and won, But even when they won, that was a losing organization. When they won, that team was losing. I mean, it was they weren't winning, so the Suns aren't winning. But what happens now is you might have to go back. You might have to. If you can't get the votes, if you go through these meetings and you can't get the votes, you may have to say, okay, this is a 2-1 split where the city's putting in 2/3 and the Suns are putting in a third. And you may have to go, okay, what if we did 50-50? Now, maybe the council members will say, okay, it's more amenable now that it's 50-50 instead of 66-30, you know, 33. And that might be a better deal for the taxpayers in the private public thing. Now, if they say no to that, now this new Maya Gallego is likely going to come in April. And she's very much against it, and she might have some clout with her. So you got a little bit of time because she won't be in until April. But one of the things that you may have to do is that, you know, that I've heard is that if they can even go to 50-50 and it doesn't get done, I mean, does Sarver cast in his chips then and say, listen, I did everything I could and I couldn't make this work? There are a lot of people locally that want to purchase the Phoenix Suns. A lot.
Oh, sure.
And if he can locally here that would love to purchase that team, I'll give you $1.2 billion right now. Boom, we're done.
Yeah.
If he can't get, you know, a new owner would come in with some good, you know, maybe some more political and maybe goodwill. But if he can't get them to agree to a new deal at some point, if it's what it is now or if it's a 50-50 deal, then you just got to wonder. He's probably not going to be able to move the team from what I'm hearing. Board of Governors is not going to take the Phoenix out of this market. They probably would not approve it. So I don't think he's got any options there. The options are try to get the council to give you the deal that you got on the table now, work with them. If not, then increase the money, Matt, that you want to put in. Increase your money to make it a 50-50 split. Maybe the tax, you know, then it's okay. And then if that doesn't work, then you either accept the fact that you're stuck there with no new money unless you put it in yourself or you sell the team.
Yeah. There's been no confirmation about the threat, but the report on AZ Central is that there was a threat made to move the team to Seattle or Las Vegas. Jason Rowley's statement states very clearly downtown Phoenix is still the number one option. I agree with you, though, about the Suns chipping in more money. I'm sure part of the big debate, the big outrage over this is for somebody who bought the Suns for $400 million and it's now worth $1.2 billion to only be chipping in a third of the cost has got to be a point of contention, has got to be a problem, I would imagine, for a lot of people. So it's been delayed. There reportedly has been a threat made. This is our top story of the day. And like I say, well, we will not stray far from it, letting you know what we learn, what we find out, and most importantly, what we think about the deal. When we come back on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, more about the 100 Club of Arizona, why we're here, and a special guest who has done some very special things for the 100 Club. We'll talk about that coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Live from the GCU Golf Course, Holiday Heroes on 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
John Gambador, Dave Burns, hanging out with you on the Burns and Gambo show as we have cut in to Bickley and Murata's time. We're going to have Vince on the show a little bit later, though. He'll join us out here on the GCU Golf Course, raising money for one of our favorite causes, the 100 Club of Arizona, and we really want to thank everybody in our audience so far who has texted in 100 Club, 100 Club, to 620-620. By doing so and by donating $25, you are putting yourself an opportunity to win one of our great jerseys. By donating $100, you have the opportunity to win the Ultimate Arizona Sports Fan Package. In fact, we have a winner of our David Johnson jersey autographed. I'll announce that in a moment. We also are the very appreciative guests of Grand Canyon University. We are at their golf course in their clubhouse, and joining us right now, somebody who has been a tremendous partner for us in our Holiday Heroes and our 100 Club efforts throughout the years, Brian Mueller, the president of GCU, who joins us here from your beautiful golf course. Thank you again for your hospitality, President Mueller. You know we appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having us. We absolutely enjoy doing this, and thank you for what you're doing, because you're doing a tremendous amount of good for some very needy people. And this thing continues to grow. So congratulations. And any way we can support you, we're in.
It's all about giving back to the community. And if you take some time aside, I mean, we're very, very blessed. you know, in our lives. I consider myself very blessed, and to be able to give back to the community is something that, you know, I feel an obligation to do, and I know Bernsie does too. We feel the need to, you know, be able to raise awareness for, you know, our first responders and be able to say thank you to them. This is a day to say thank you to all of them that are listening and raise some funds and money that's much needed to help them, but really just give back to the community that we, you know, we live in. He's been here his whole life. I've been here for, my goodness, 20 years, so we've been here for a long time, so we want to give back.
And I'm really happy that it's here in Maryvale at this golf course. We've made a tremendous commitment to this area of town. We're working hard on homes, on jobs, on schools, and on safety. We just re-upped our agreement with the City of Phoenix Police. We put tremendous amounts of money into eliminating crime from these neighborhoods, and we're making tremendous progress.
So that is so great to hear.
We had a 5-year contract. We just re-upped it for another 3 years. And so to draw attention to this part of town for this purpose is really appropriate, and thank you for doing that.
You have behind you a gigantic check, and I want to explain to our audience exactly what is going in to the check that GCU has written to the 100 Club of Arizona. It's for $50,000 plus, and there's a lot that GCU is putting into that check. Number one, we're talking about a $40,000 scholarship to GCU for a 100 Club recipient. That's first and foremost. Number two, a $2,500 separate donation to the 100 Club of Arizona. And then, of course, allowing us to be here and basically take over your golf course for a day and all the costs that are associated with that. You add it all up, that's a $50,000 plus commitment made by your university to the 100 Club of Arizona, and we cannot thank you enough for that from everybody here, both with the 100 Club and 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. It is greatly appreciated.
Well, we are very, very happy to do it. I can tell you, thank you. Thank you. We're extremely happy to do it. Our students are extremely happy to be involved in this kind of thing. I'll tell you, we've got 175-person police force on our campus. We bring about 25 to 30,000 people on our campus on a daily basis. People talk about teachers, and I was a teacher and a coach for 14 years, and about their care and concern for kids, and they go into it because they have that kind of personality type. People don't understand police men and women and how much they care about people. Our police force has set up a little shop on our campus where they fix tires that go flat on bicycles. They fix bicycles. They repair skateboards. They repair and recharge batteries that go out for kids. They've become so much a part of our campus, not just
vital
from a safety standpoint, but they care about the kids and go above and beyond. And people miss that about police men and women and firemen and women. They don't realize what kind of people they are at their core and how much they contribute above and beyond their jobs to the community.
And they probably did that on their own, didn't they?
I didn't even know about it.
You didn't even know? See? Just let's fix tires for these kids. You know what it's like when you're 19 years old and your tire goes out and you don't know what to do, you don't know where to go, and mom and dad are living in another state and you're going to school here at GCU, and where do I go? What do I do? And now you got the ability to fix the tire right there. How about that?
Yeah, their tire goes flat on their car. Their battery goes dead. What do they do? And those guys have stepped up and they help in all those ways. I know about it now, and so we're publicizing it and we're getting it out there. But that is a characteristic of these people that they're born with. That's what they bring to their jobs, and we need to talk more about that so people realize the total commitment that they make to the community.
Yeah, well, I think they get into it because of the love they want, because they want to give back, they want to contribute, they want to help people. They're certainly not doing it for the money. Right. Because nobody's getting rich being a first responder. I mean, let's just cut to the chase. Nobody's getting rich doing that. So that's why where the 100 Club comes in. If something tragic does happen, if there's an injury or a death, we just had a U.S. Marshal lose his life 10 days ago. With four children, was shot and killed, serving a warrant, felony warrant. He got shot. He died. Four children leaves behind. This is where the 100 Club comes in, too, to be able to help that family out just a little bit financially. Let's get you by for a few months until some benefits start kicking in. And then you're with that family for the rest of their lives, too. You're always there for them as those kids grow up. Maybe there's some scholarship opportunities down the road where you can take the burden off the mom who has no husband now, no breadwinner, to maybe help one of the kids go to college. So there's so many things that they do that people don't realize. And you're with these families every step of the way. I mean, they don't give up on these families. It's not like, hey, we're here to help you now for a month or two, and then bye-bye, we'll see you in 20 years. No, they are with those families every step of the way.
And anything we can do to help, we hope we can find one of the sons or daughters of one of these fallen people to give that scholarship to, because that changes that changes lives for generations.
Absolutely.
When they can go to college, they can get a career, it just changes for generations. So I hope we can do that.
And that's why the $40,000 scholarship is so essential. And then on top of that, donating the facilities. And then on top of that, another $2,500 donation. We can't thank you enough for everything you've done, President Mueller, to support the 100 Club, to support us here at the radio station. Thank you very much for being such a gracious host and for allowing us to take everything over today. And thanks for stopping by for a few minutes. And best of luck to you. Your basketball team, big game coming up this weekend, I know, as well. So I know you got a lot going on with well.
And I just want to say, honestly, me and Burns, you're out there quite a bit on campus for the games, and you have an amazing staff. And I want to put that, your staff takes great care. We love being there because you guys go the extra mile to make us feel welcome. So we really enjoy. You have a terrific staff working for you, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I will pass that word on because I agree with you 100%. That's kind of the brand of the institution. So you saying that makes a big difference.
It does. We recognize that every time we walk in those doors and walk onto that campus, just how great your people are.
And if you haven't been out to a GCU basketball game, we got something. We're really close. If you haven't seen Coach Marley's team this year.
Are any tickets available?
We can get, call me. I know people.
We can twist some arms.
I know people.
We can make some things happen. Yeah, absolutely. President Mueller, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it. Hang out as long as you want. We'll be here. We'll be here eating your food and hanging out in your clubhouse until about 6 o'clock. I hope you're cool with that.
I'm okay with that.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, guys.
President Brian Mueller from Grand Canyon University with a donation all told of $50,000 plus to the 100 Club of Arizona. Now, we are not asking you for that big of a donation. We're just asking you to donate $25, if you would, by texting 100 Club to 62620. You could win one of these jerseys. In fact, Gambo, Pat Sabo made an on-site donation. He's the guy who looks just like Bruce Arians with the hat.
I saw that
guy. You saw him earlier?
In.
Yeah,
I
the guy
him.
Who looks a lot like... At first I thought, man, BA's here. That's cool. No, it's BA's clone. He made a donation on-site. He actually won the autographed David Johnson jersey, so it's not even up on the wall anymore because he took it. Next up, a Herm Edwards autographed football.
Whoa.
Does that come
Nelly.
With a milkshake?
Is there milkshake.
A mint chocolate milkshake Woo. That goes along with
look
that?
Look at this. I'm holding this football right now. Look at that thing.
Oh, look at that.
That there is a great signature.
Herm Edwards, it says forks up.
Forks up.
Quotes.
It's a nice football.
It's exciting. You can win
And the
win
signature,
that.
By the way, I'm going to tell you right now, the signature is perfect because the football is half white, half brown. So it's one of those signatures.
Oh, you
so
just,
I just turned my mic off, yeah.
You took the case off of the phone and you set it on
so
the
So a lot of times with just
microphone.
A brown football, the signatures don't look very good.
It's a white leather
because
football.
Because it's a white leather football, the signature is perfect on it.
Absolutely. So that is next up in the queue. Donate $25 by texting 100CLUB to 620-620.
And this could be yours.
And that could be yours sometime in the next half hour or so. We're going to give that away right here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Holiday Heroes, 98.7. FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Holiday Heroes with Burns and Gambo. Benefiting the 100 Club of Arizona. Helping real heroes all across our state. Presented by Copper Springs Health and your Arizona Ford dealers. Live from the Grand Canyon University Golf Course in Phoenix, this is Holiday Heroes on 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
You can get involved by texting 100CLUB, 100CLUB, to 620-620. Donate $25 to win one of our jerseys or our autographed items. Herm Edwards autographed football is up next, and we'll give that away in the next 15, 20 minutes. Donate $100, and you could win the ultimate Arizona sports fan package. Courtside seats for the Suns, glass seats for the Coyotes, pair of tickets to watch D-backs batting practice in addition to a game, a pair of tickets and pregame field passes for the Cardinals and the Rams game, pair of tickets to sit with Jerry Colangelo at the GCU New Mexico State basketball game on February 9th, and an Arizona sports-themed fat scooter that Gambo, you're going to have to wrestle out of his hands at the end of the day.
He wants
to ride back to the toque in that thing right
no,
there.
No, I want to take that up to the cabin. I want to ride around the Flagstaff with that bad boy. I mean, that thing is sweet.
It is sweet. There's no question about it.
I'm looking at that thing. I'm like, I have to have that.
So all of those things combined, all of those experiences, all of that stuff we're talking about to one winner, if you donate $100 by texting 100 Club to 620-620, and understand the more money you donate, the more entries you have. So if you donate $500, you've got five entries into the ultimate Arizona sports fan package.
$100 to have a chance. First of all, your money's tax deductible. It goes to a great cause, the 100 Club of Arizona. So that's one. Two is just a chance to maybe win one of these. And if you donate $100, you have a chance to win all the jerseys too. So it's not like you could only win the Ultimates package. You can get a jersey as well. But the Ultimate package is something that's just so amazing. Somebody's going to win that. Why not you? I mean, you make a donation for $100. And even if you don't win, you'll feel good in your heart that you're donating money to a great cause.
So many different ways to raise money. And joining us right now on the phone line is Bass Pro Fisherman Jarrett Edwards, former Bass Pro Circuit fisherman, who puts together a competition every year. Well, I'll let Jarrett explain it because he'd probably do better than I did. But he did a massive fundraiser for the 100 Club of Arizona. Jarrett, welcome to the Burns and Gambo Show. How are you today on this Wednesday?
It's a blessed day. I'm really, really proud to be a part of you guys. So thanks for the opportunity.
Our pleasure. Now, so I don't botch it, because chances are decent I would botch it.
You're not a fisherman.
Well, why?
You are not a fisherman.
I'm not a fisherman. I do not play one on TV. So I don't want to.
I love halibut. You ever catch any of that? Send it my way.
Sure. I'm a big fan of salmon.
I love halibut.
I really like salmon. I eat fish, but I don't fish. So tell our audience what you did to raise money for the 100 Club of Arizona, if you would, Jarrett.
Yeah, just a little backstory. I'm 39 and just proud American and so proud of our military and our first responders keeping us safe out there. And, a little bit of our history is we competed on the ESPN Trail, the Bassmaster Elite Series, for a while. Then the last 11 years, I've had my own national TV show for fishing that's dedicated to the Western U.S. And so many of my friends are former law enforcement and firemen. And, it just really bothered me the last several years of seeing how little of credibility our men and women, our local heroes receive out there. And, going on ride-alongs and just seeing the calls of these guys' answers daily is just amazing, just on an average ride-along out there. And I figured, how do I do something, again, just as a civilian, to help just pay it forward and let these people know that, they're very much appreciated. And that's when I learned last year about the Hunter Club and all the awesome things that they do, immediate financial assistance when these families are in need. And I said, well, what's more worthy than that? So, I decided, well, what if we can take a nice boat and motor out there that we use to film on our show, a nice big, one boat powered by Mercury. And I went to those companies and I said, hey, this is what I want to do. And Mercury was awesome. They donated the motor and I bought the boat and we wrapped it up. And I took that to numerous states out there and had our first responder sign it. And the goal of that was just to show appreciation, but to also gain a lot of exposure for the Hunter Club. And we utilized that boat on this year of our TV show, Jarrett Edwards Outdoors, getting ready to debut through multiple networks next month. And we just, really highlighted what the Hunter Club's about. And then our goal was to sell the boat at the end of this year, which we did a couple weeks ago, sold it to a former law enforcement officer. And sure enough, was able to raise a lot of money to go back to the Hunter Club. So what a wonderful opportunity to try to pay it forward to a very deserving class of people.
When you say a lot of money, what does a lot of money look like, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm sorry? Phone broke up. What's that?
I was going to say, when you say a lot of money, what are we talking about?
Let's know how much money you donated.
How much money did you donate, Jarrett?
Yeah, we raised over $15,000 on the boat sale.
Wow.
And then I believe through the other donations I was able to raise through the year, I believe that we were able to crack over the $30,000 mark.
Oh, how about that? That's great.
Yeah,
well, that's fantastic.
I mean, listen, we need guys like you stepping up and showing the appreciation for our firefighters and police officers and Border Patrol agents and our EMTs and all of our first responders, corrections officers that put their lives on the line every single day. So, I mean, we appreciate you being involved. I hope you continue to do this and hope you had fun doing it.
It's a blast. You sometimes start projects and you think, hey, what a blessing that would be to other people. But then, you know, when you're done with that, then the end of the year, you get to visit with so many of these first responder families and see what their struggles are all about. You know, not only financially, but, you know, just from the standpoint of what they sacrifice. You know, every day going to work, what they're willing to sacrifice for us, you know. So having an opportunity like this to try to pay it forward and to show other people to, you know, lead where your heart's at, wow, what an opportunity. So absolutely look forward to, you know, continue to build that relationship with the Hunter Club as we move forward and, you know, proud to show our support for all the men and women that wear that uniform daily for us.
Well, Jared, I know the folks from the 100 Club, they're all sitting here, big smiles on their face with the story that you just told. We are very appreciative of the work that you've done, of you taking that initiative to do it based off of your philosophy and your beliefs. We really appreciate it. Our audience really appreciates it. And we can't thank you enough for your donation to the 100 Club of Arizona. Thank you for giving us a call, telling your story. It is greatly appreciated.
Hey, the pleasure is ours. Keep up the great work, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
You got it. Jared Edwards joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Our Holiday Heroes broadcast, almost $30,000. $15,000 from the sale of the boat, another $15,000. Very, very
take
generous
some halibut
donation.
When you catch some, too, by the way.
Yeah, you know, very generous donation.
It is very generous donation. That's the most important thing. Part of what we do here is just raise awareness because, you know, the more awareness you raise for how many great things the 100 Club does – the more people want to get involved, not just with the donation, but, you know, I may want to get involved with my company. I may want to do something to raise money for them. And that's part of it, too. Not only, you know, to raise awareness so everybody out there knows what a great cause this is.
Yep. When we come back here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station, our good buddy Ron Wolfley has stopped by. We'll throw him on the air for a few minutes to talk 100 Club, but also to talk about the news of the day. A threat to move the Phoenix Suns, perhaps. An arena deal that might not happen today. Ariza not playing last night. A new rumor when it comes to Trevor Ariza. We'll share all of that next here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Heroes here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station, our annual event where we say thank you to the people who run in when everybody is running out. Our first responders, police officers, firefighters, DPS officers, Border Patrol, public corrections officers, the people who run in when everybody is running out. And we can't say thank you to those people enough. And we're asking you to donate as well to the 100 Club. They're an organization that gives financial and emotional relief to families when there's been a tragedy, an injury, a death. We've had, three line-of-duty deaths so far in 2018?
One just 10 days ago. A U.S. Marshal just going to serve a felony warrant, was shot and killed, leaves behind a wife and four children.
Yep. So it's great when our partners come together and when we come together as a station. Bickley and Murata, we're obviously in their time slot. And it's always good to see the good folks from the morning show, Ron Wolfley. Doug Franz is out there golfing right now. It's good. No golf for you today, Wolf?
No, I think Doug Lease is out there actually drinking some beers, I would imagine, at this point in time.
That's why we don't put him on the radio.
You know, I'm just saying right now.
You know, Wolf, you're not like you're not like a story breaker, but yeah. I think your sources are pretty solid on this one. I think sources close to you are confirming Doug has probably had a beer or five out there right now on the golf course.
Right now I'm downing coffee just to stay awake for this beautiful part of the program here. How are we doing, boys? So far, so good,
great
right?
Great start. Yeah, you know, it's we did something a little different this year. We put up an ultimate sports package. Which is
a
$100 donation. You're sitting on the glass. You're sitting courtside. You're on in the ballpark for batting practice with tickets to the game. Sitting with Jerry Colangelo next to the GCU
game.
And then you're on the field for the Cardinal game.
And then you got the scooter.
He was putting the ball on the tee for you, Gambo.
Right, the fat scooter.
Yeah.
The fat scooter
I was trying not to include that because I'm actually trying to work out a deal where I could take it home.
And how do people actually get the fat scooter again? Or actually get in line for the fat scooter?
All you need to do is text 100 Club to 620.
Yeah.
make a $100 donation, and you have a chance to win all of those items. The winner gets them all.
You get it all.
It's not like you get all of them.
You're all or nothing.
That's what it is. All or nothing.
Not a Super Bowl.
Strike that. Strike it for the vernacular.
Kind of still think that was the downfall of the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said strike it. Yeah.
The hubris from that. Maybe it was. So we do this, and we talk about the 100 Club, but we're also talking sports today.
Can I just jump in, David Charles? Honestly, right now, what you guys are doing here, I mean this from the bottom of my bones. I love you guys for doing this right here. This is what it's all about. We have dear friends to the Wolfley family, right? We have the Wu-Fang Clan. The Borquezes, Pete and Melissa, both PH, are Phoenix PD, right?
Yeah.
Both of them Phoenix PD. They're the face of this whole thing for me.
Yes.
And I think about it, right? Listen, guys, my motivation back when I played the game of football, it was, I wanted to protect my family. How do you protect? Part of protecting your family is to provide for your family. So the desperation that I'd go out on the field and I'd play with because of my loved ones and my family, I wanted to take care of them, wanted to protect them, right? I'd provide for them. These people do this every day. The men and women in uniform do it every day for us. Protect us.
Yes.
They don't even know us. And the stakes, by the way, are just a little bit higher than what it is for me out on the football field. I never took the football field thinking I might die today. Now, I know they don't go out and go to work that way, but they know it's a possibility every time they walk out of their house, our first responders. And for that, the reason why you guys are here, I want to be here in the name of love. Love is strength. You ask any one of my kids, what is strength? They'll tell you love. What is love? They'll tell you strength. It's one and the same. And you guys are showing that here today. To come out and support these people, you better believe it, man.
Well, we appreciate you stopping.
Put me in line.
Appreciate you stopping by. It is such a great cause. I think so many people don't really I do think there's a lack of appreciation and respect. These people aren't getting rich doing what they're doing. Nobody's getting rich being a firefighter or a police officer or a Border Patrol agent or a corrections officer. They're doing it to serve. And they're doing it because they love what they do.
And to your point, Johnny, I just think there's a lot of people listening right now. We all take it for granted. We just do. We take it for granted. Can you imagine the chaos? There'd be no society if we didn't have our first responders.
All right. So there's other stuff going on today as well.
Such as?
An arena renovation vote that has been delayed.
Boy, this smells like politics.
And a reported threat of relocation from the owner of the Phoenix Suns.
Just don't believe it.
To Seattle or Las Vegas if they don't get what they want. That's been sort of the story that's been driving us for the better part of the last hour and a half when we've had the chance to talk sports. That comes from Lori Roberts. She's a columnist over at AZ Central.
Sure.
The votes aren't there. The renovation vote by the Phoenix City Council has been delayed until they can gather more information.
Sure.
And according to one source, there was a threat of relocation by Robert Sarver when it comes to our beloved Phoenix Suns. Your thoughts on that?
Where do you begin on this one right here? Honestly, first of all, it just came out of nowhere. I heard you talking about this, and I was just shaking my head like, wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea that they were actually going to vote until about a week ago. Actually, about 5 days ago is when I learned.
I think it was Thursday of last week when the information first came out.
Okay, well, there you go right there, right? That was number one. It was just oh, my goodness. And number two is there's about 370 things that would happen before Robert Sarver would get to a point where he'd have to say, I'm going to move him to Seattle or anywhere else for that matter.
Let me jump in here. You remember the Cardinals and the Mesa vote?
Yeah.
It got slaughtered.
Yeah.
Slaughtered.
I'm trying to remember the Mesa vote.
They were going to put the building in Mesa. They were going to build an arena in Mesa.
The 101, 202
that
intersection.
That was before prop of, what was it, 302.
The planes were in the way.
Okay.
But it got, like, the Mesa thing was a disaster. Like, it never got going. So did Michael Bidwell, did he quit? Did he say, I'm going to leave? They went back a few years later, and they were able to get the vote. I mean, I don't think it does either. But I'm just the point is like sometimes you got to lose some battle. You're going to lose. You don't get a win all the way right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the Cardinals lost the Mason one pretty big.
Everything is about negotiations at this point in time.
That's what
it is. That's what it is. It is posturing for negotiation and for leverage. That's what it is.
Yeah, and you may have to go back. You may have to say right now it's a 2/3, 1/3 split.
There you go, Johnny.
It's
right
there. 2/3 the public's paying 2/3 in taxpayers.
And you'd say,
and the Suns are paying 1/3. Now, maybe you go back and say, okay, what if we put a half in?
What if it was 50-50?
Right.
See, this
50-50?
Is everything can be negotiated. As we all know, everybody has their price. The fitty. See, this is what happens to you when what time is it?
12:54
it's nap time. That's what it is right there. Okay. It's nap time. Fitty is what you say when you want to say the city of Phoenix. All right. The city of Phoenix knows they cannot lose the Phoenix Suns. They know
that. I don't think
that
they will.
As a tenant downtown. No, I'm just saying they know that deep down inside. So now it's just about the posturing and the negotiation to get to a point where they get to a number where they say, you know what, that's a number we can abide.
Yeah, we can live with this, yeah.
We can abide on that number right there, right? I think that's what's going on right now. Politics.
Yeah. The threat makes me mad, though.
But I...
The threat makes me mad. It does.
Was there a threat with the Cardinals? Do you guys remember?
Did they say
they were going to leave and go somewhere?
Okay, but with all due respect to the Cardinals, they're not rooted in my consciousness the way the Phoenix Suns are rooted in my consciousness.
The Suns,
they were my first love. I mean, and I understand I'm in a very small group of people when I say this, but being an Arizona native, they're all we had in the 70s and up until the mid 80s or so. They were it. So for me, they're the tree whose roots are the deepest, right, in my backyard.
Okay.
And to the threat of uprooting that tree of all the trees that are in my backyard, that's the tree that has
first
the deepest
all,
roots, and it bothers me.
First of all, I have a hard time believing he actually said it. You got verification on that he actually said that.
AZ Central, their columnist, is reporting a source said that. A source said that's what the
threat
was.
Boy, that sounded a little shady right there.
I'm just saying. It's probably legit.
Why would he say that?
Because you need leverage.
He knows.
You need leverage.
Okay.
Leverage.
Look,
if I can't get money to renovate the stadium, I'm
going
to
leave. I'm not going to play that card yet. I'm not going to play that. I'm moving us out of here.
You may not, but he would.
It just seems early to play that card.
It seems a little early in the game to start playing that card.
It seems ridiculous
to play that card at this point in time. So that's all I'm saying about that. If, in fact, you get Robert Sarver saying, well, you know what, it is a possibility. It's an option right there. Yeah, you know what, we'd move the team. Okay, now you've got my attention on that one.
Yeah. And that's what it may be. Maybe just to get your attention. Hey, listen, if we can't work out a deal, I might have to move this team. If you guys are going to give me nothing, I might have to move the team because I can get a new arena somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I just have a hard time believing that the Board of Governors would actually allow him to move the team.
I don't think they would either.
I don't think they would either.
So I think he knows that.
Yeah, I think he knows that.
That's one of the reasons why it's still early to play that card.
Yeah, that's an uphill battle. All right, Wolf. You are released. It is nap time.
Wow. Fitty.
Fitty. The city of Phoenix turns into Fitty. It's time for a nap for Ron Wolfley. But we can't tell you how much we appreciate you stopping by.
I heard you guys
promoting the event all morning on Doug and Wolf and what you guys do for us and helping to promote our stuff.
No.
We can always return the favor for you guys.
Love
we're always happy
and
to.
And respect to you guys
all right,
for
boys.
What you're doing,
thank
man.
You.
Okay?
Thank you, Wolf.
Okay,
yep.
man.
Appreciate it. Ron Wolfley, the co-host of the Doug and Wolf Show, color analyst of the Arizona Cardinals, joining us here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. When we come back, we'll tell you why we're here, the 100 Club, and we'll continue to go over our top stories of the day here on our Holiday Heroes broadcast, the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.